play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at United Township High School, Silver Streak Girls Basketball, the Western Big Six opener, the first road game of the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As we get set here for our national anthem, they're lowering the lights.
I don't know if we're doing national anthem.
Well, we're doing something, lowering the lights. Oh, we got a spotlight. Wow, getting fancy. All right, let's send things over to the PA announcer here at United Township High School. Robert Feller will take care of the starting lineups. And well,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to United Township High School, and we welcome the Galesburg Streaks. Starting lineup, beginning with Galesburg. Number four at the forward position, Kylie Tomzel. At the guard position, number 10, Kayla Tomzel. Playing the guard position, number 22, Andrea Simpson. At another guard position, number 24, Sage Milroy. And at the forward position, number 30, Ellen Junk. And the Galesburg coach in his 39th season, Evan Massey. And now your Lady Panthers. At the guard position, number 13, Maddie Tagg. At another guard position, number 15, Tristan Price. Playing the forward position, number 22, Davi Buchanan. At another forward position, number 30, Riley O'Brien. And at another forward position, number 42, Brittany LaFontaine. Panthers coached by Kerry Walker, assisted by John Alonzo.
All right. Thanks to PA announcer Robert Feller here at United Township High School. And, kind of interesting. We'll see how long it takes the lights. Oh, the lights came right back on. They don't have the old halogen bulbs. Yeah. So they come right back on. Well, that's kind of a cool thing, the spotlights for the starting lineups here tonight. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the United Township Panthers.
Well, Tom, Bob told me before the game that his voice has never sounded better, so we were going to be in for a treat.
Well, you sounded just fine.
Now we're doing national anthem.
Okay, now the national anthem here from United Township High School.
Thank you.
pretty sure that's the first time I've ever had or seen a national anthem or a starting lineup prior to the national anthem.
Yeah, that was kind of inverse from what we normally see.
Yeah. All right, ready to get things underway here for the Streaks. They're wearing their brand new black road uniforms, silver numbers, white trim. United Township in their home white. They are trimmed in orange and black. Trying to make an adjustment for our table. Oh, okay. The wheels weren't locked. That's why it was rolling around. Got it. Stepping in the center circle, Riley O'Brien at 6 foot for United Township. Patley Townsell, 5'6" for the Streaks. The tip won by the Panthers in the backcourt. Maddie Tagg brings it across. Picked up by Sage Milroy. High post, it goes to Brittany LaFontaine. Top of the key, this is Tagg with it. Dribbles left. Nice pick and roll or give and go to Riley O'Brien. She goes down the right side, lays it up and in.
That'll probably be the Streaks' biggest task, is going to be to limit Riley O'Brien when she gets those looks coming down the lane. They need somebody to slide over in front of her, at least try to take the charge.
Tried to get the backdoor pass, H. Milroy to Kayla Townsell, but Brittany LaFontaine jumped in there and stole that away. They were ready for that one. As Streaks come out in a, we're playing a zone, it looks like. Or are we? Man, maybe not. Maybe it's just Sage Miller is helping out there. Is driving down the right side. That is Davy Buchanan. And she drives down the right side, lays it up and in. Make it 4-0 United Township. 7:06 to play here in the first quarter. 2-3 zone for the Panthers. Kayla Townsend out high left side, right wing to Sage Milroy. Fires a three. That's too strong. Rebound comes out long to Maddie Tagg. Tagg. Price, Buchanan, O'Brien, and LaFontaine for the Panthers. Now a carry is going to be called, and that was on Maddie Tagg.
I want to see when they come down and set this up, Tom. It kind of looked like they were in a 1-2-2 the last time down the floor. 15 is playing up by the free throw line. Yeah, they're in a 1-2-2.
Oh, okay. Yep, they are.
Or a 3-2 with how close they are.
Andrea Sampson, top of the key with it. Looks over the defense, and a 3 seconds call.
I guess on Ellen.
Yeah, I don't know if she had a heel there on the line or what. But
it was a quick 3 seconds, too.
Streaks turned it over. 6.5 minutes to play first quarter, trailing 4-0. In the backcourt, Davy Buchanan. She'll bring it across and set for the Panthers. Met by Kayla Townsell. Now dribbles right to the free throw line. Gets to LaFontaine, top of the key. Backdoor pass knocked away. O'Brien runs it down in the left corner. She'll hand off to Tagg. Her three-pointer blocked by Sage Milroy. The rebound to Kylie Townsell. Now back to Sage. Downcourt it goes to Andrea, right baseline. Back out to Sage. Top of the key to Kylie. Right side, Sage. She'll bring it out and set against the 1-2-2 zone of United Township. Left wing, Kayla Townsell. Now to Sage Milroy, left to the center circle. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. She'll drive baseline, leans in, puts it up, can't hit. Gets her own rebound, turns around, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound down to Ellen Junk on the weak side. Out to Kayla Townsend, three-pointer from the left wing is no good. Ellen Junk runs down to rebound again on the weak side. Kicks it out to Kylie. Now it's Kayla between the circles. Now Kylie with it, left wing, and they're going to say she traveled.
I don't think so. We're right on top of that play, and yeah. Kylie kind of hesitated on the 1 foot, and then she put the ball on the floor and started to drive. I think he was expecting her to travel, because oftentimes what happens is the player will shuffle their feet before they take off. But right there she was, like, frozen on the 1 foot, and then she put the ball on the ground.
Second turnover by the Streaks. 5.5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 4-0. Low block. They tried to get it to Buchanan. She lost her balance. It's going to go back to the Streaks. They'll bring it the other way. And this, you know, UT comes out in this 1-2-2 zone to try to limit the outside shooting. But that's where you get penetration in that high post there.
Yeah, you need to go after the middle of the zone. And by exactly what Tom just said, through penetration or through running somebody through the high post.
Right baseline, Sage Milroy for three. Good. And that was on a feed from
Sampson.
Andrea Sampson. So the Streaks are on the board 4-3. And down the other way, UT throws it away, and Sage Milroy comes up with it. They got going too fast, and somebody threw it off the bottom of the glass. Left baseline, Kayla Townsend for three. That's too strong. Ellen Junk, another offensive rebound. That is three in the ball game for Ellen. Top of the key, Kylie Townsend. To Kayla, left wing, fakes, drives baseline. Oh, nice dish inside to Kylie, but she put it on the floor. Lost control, but got it back. Now the ball gets knocked away by LaFontaine, and it's going to go back to the Streaks on the right baseline.
Well, a smart move by Kylie not to try to touch it. It was bouncing right along that baseline. It probably took one or two more bounces than Kylie was comfortable with, but instead she just boxed out.
Inbound to Emily Miter, who checks in for Ellen Junk. Now Sage Milroy to Kayla Townsend, left baseline for three. Bounces off, no good. Weak side rebound, Kylie Townsend. Kicks it out to Sage Miller out high on the right side. Back to Kylie, or rather Andrea, right wing. Back to Sage. Now Kayla, left wing. Top of the key, Sage Milroy between the circles. And she'll hand off to Kayla Townsend. They'll reset. In the post, tried to get it to Emily Miner, knocked away from behind by LaFontaine.
Well, Kayla picked up her dribble for no reason, and when she did that, she had to make a pass, and Streaks just did not have a good passing angle to go high post there.
Buchanan traveled, getting in there, made a spin move and didn't get called. She lays it up and in. She's got four, make it 6-3. United Township, 4 minutes to play first quarter. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Emily Miner on the block. Back out to Sage Milroy, top of the key. Now it's Kylie Townsville. She'll fire the three out high left side. That's off the mark. LaFontaine with the rebound. And one of the things when you get how you get penetration on that 1-2-2 zone, you got to attack the seam between the point and the
right.
The two,
you've got to go
there.
through the gaps, if you will. Almost like when you're a running back in football, you've got to attack the various gaps. That's exactly what the Streaks should be doing. But right now they're kind of squaring up on the zone, which is making it easier for United Township to move.
Now a steal by Kayla Townsville down the left side, left hand, and tied up, and a foul's going to be called on Maddie Tagg. I'm not even so sure she fouled it. That actually
was a great defensive play.
Defensive play as Kayla, and they're going to say it was on the floor anyway. Kayla got ready to go for the shot, and she almost handed the ball to Tagg and tied her up as Megan Lingenfelter checks in. She'll replace Andrea Sampson. As Kayla Townsville inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks, we're kind of in opposite corner that we normally are here at United Township. They moved us down to the, I guess northeast corner of the gym. We're usually in the southwest corner. Sage Milroy, top of the key, right wing to Megan Lingenfelter, right baseline. Emily Miner back to Sage on the wing, right baseline to Megan.
And we're going to get an illegal screen called against Emily Miner. What happens is that play took too long to develop, and Emily had to hold the screen for a lot longer than what you want to, because basically what you're doing is you're exposing her to that foul because it takes so long, and she's trying to lean on that screen that whole time. Eventually, she's going to get called for that foul if the other player can't freely get past her.
Right side, 10-footer up and no good by London Jackson into the ball game. And Sage Morrow hasn't. She lost it off her side of her foot or something, dribbled it out of bounds right at midcourt. So the Streaks, another turnover, two in a row here, in fact.
Streaks came into the game averaging 13.3 turnovers per game. They're already at six.
Under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-3. This is Davy Buchanan across midcourt in the center circle. Now at high right side, it goes to London Jackson against Megan Lingenfelter. Jackson holding on, gets to Buchanan on the right wing, working against Kayla Townsville. Spins, right corner, goes to Tag. Tag brings it out to the wing, picks up her dribble, and threw it right between Buchanan and O'Brien. And
no, they're going to say he went off Sage's.
No, I guess not. Nope, they're giving it to the Streaks. Yeah,
he made the motion like he got tipped, but then he just gave it to the Streaks. So
unless he's saying UT tipped it, I'm not sure. Top of the key, or out between the circles, Kayla Townsville. Nice look underneath to Kylie, down on the right block over O'Brien. Can't hit, gets her own rebound between the defenders and gets tied up by Tag. Nice hustle by Kylie, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedLoveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be BreedLoves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
To be fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could have asked for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
More than 5 million Americans have a heart condition known as atrial fibrillation, or AFib. It affects both men and women and is more common in older people. I'm State Representative Patty Bellock. Women in Government urges you to learn the warning signs of AFib, which include an irregular heartbeat that can lead to such complications as dementia, heart failure, stroke, or even death. Other signs include palpitations, shortness of breath, weakness, or difficulty exercising, chest pain, dizziness, or fainting and fatigue. 15% of all strokes in the U.S. are linked to AFib, and they are more severe than other strokes, with a 50% likelihood of death within 1 year. People who have AFib can live normal, active lives. For some, treatment can cure AFib and return the heart to its normal rhythm. Educate yourself today. To learn more about your risk factors and how AFib impacts you, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
From our events calendar, the Festival of Trees returns to Discovery Depot Thursday, December 1st. Advance tickets are $20 or $25 at the door. Find more info on the calendar at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
You can be a hero by being prepared for an emergency. First, make a plan. Call a family meeting to plan for things like how to connect with loved ones after an emergency or your escape route.
Baymax!
I am not fast.
Build a kit. When disaster strikes, it's important to have enough supplies to last 3 days. And don't forget the batteries.
Low battery.
Visit ready.gov/kids for more preparedness tips. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up.
Locally, call 319-457-5250 or 759-1601.
Second quarter just underway here at United Township High School. A lot of turnovers in that first quarter, so you didn't miss a whole lot going back and forth. But United Township did score again. They lead 8-5 as the second quarter just underway. Foul called on Andrea Sampson on a reach after a missed shot by the Streaks. So the Streaks trail 8-5 just underway second quarter. Tommy Erdith, Eric Gibson from United Township High School, Streaks with full court pressure. And that should have been, I guess she threw it off the leg of Ellen Junk, and then Kaylee Walker picked it back up. And now
we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Walker. And I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the bench being able to call timeouts, because right there, that had to have been close to a five-second call. She hadn't gone anywhere with the basketball.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg, 2080 North Henderson Street, as they provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Tonight we're driving a 2015 Nissan Altima SL, one owner. And, in fact, this thing only has a little over 3,000 miles on it. It's a tan, really sharp car. Got all the extras you might want on a vehicle. And also they've got the Philip Frontier food drive event going on. You get $500 off every new and pre-owned vehicle on our lot with a donation of 10 non-perishable food items that you put in the Nissan Frontier on the showroom floor. Also, if you purchase a new Nissan, you get $500 off plus a 2-year, 20,000-mile maintenance agreement. So check out all the great vehicles, new and pre-owned, at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Brittany LaFontaine with a basket under right from underneath. Make it 10-5 United Township. As Kylie Townsend gets it at the high post, dribbles down the right side of the lane, and that's what the Streaks are going to need to do. Can't hit the shot, but draws a foul, and it's going to go against Riley O'Brien, I believe. Thanks again to Galesburg.
Brittany LaFontaine.
Oh, LaFontaine. Okay, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. First free throw up and no good by Kylie Townsend.
Well, if Kylie continues on her season-long streak of hitting half her free throws, she should hit this one. And there
yes.
it is.
So the Streaks with just two baskets and a free throw, and they trail 10-6 here with 6:44 to play. First half, three-pointer left wing up and no good, but O'Brien there for the rebound and can't get the putback, but a foul's going to be called. I believe it's either Kylie or Kayla. Who are they going to indicate? Does go against Kayla Townsend. That'll be her first second team foul on the Streaks. Riley O'Brien to the free throw line for United Township. She's got 4 points in the game on a couple of baskets. 10-6 UT, free throw up and good to make it 11-6 with 6:38 to play here in the first half. Streaks struggling from the field thus far. Second shot for O'Brien, the high arcer in and out, no good. And, boy, somehow it was Tristan Price sneaking in there to get the offensive rebound, but went out of bounds. She came from the opposite side of the floor, went around three people and got to that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, Streaks just not a very good job boxing out there. Let her go free, and she just snuck through everyone.
Kayla Townsend, left wing, tried to get to Kylie at the free throw line, and Buchanan gets in there and steals it away.
Ten turnovers now for the Silver Streaks.
Wow. Davy Buchanan in the center circle, dribbles right, working against Kayla Townsend. Back to the right again, goes to the wing, and I thought she double dribbled there.
I thought she carried it a little bit ago. So
Price back to Buchanan, lost it out of bounds, and it goes back to the Streaks with 6:10 to play in the half.
6:11 to go in the first quarter. Allman has a 15-11 lead on Quincy. At the end of the first, Rocky with a 20-13 lead over Moline, and that one's at Wharton.
Sage Milroy across midcourt, right wing to Ellen Junk. Out between the circles, Kylie Townsend to Kayla Townsend out high on the left side. Back to Sage out high, right side. She'll fire the three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to LaFontaine for United Township.
Streaks really could use Sage to find her sweet touch because she's one of six right now from the three-point arc.
Tag on the dribble, left wing, goes to the baseline, gets a runner up, no good. Rebound Ellen Junk for the Streaks. To Sage. Down court it goes to Megan Lingenfelter, right side, and dribbled it off her foot. She looked up, saw the defender there, and lost the dribble, so the Streaks turn it over with 5:36 to play here in the first half.
Yeah, Tom, she kind of started to put her shoulder down like she was going to protect against any contact, and at that point, when she did that, she lost the
but
goal.
She steals the inbound, lays it up and in. What a great play. Reached down, stole it away from Price as she tried to inbound it. Megan Lingenfelter lays it up and in.
I think Price was surprised that she threw that ball, it got batted down, and somehow didn't end up back out of bounds because she stood there and stared at it while Megan was scoring the layup.
11-8 Streaks trail, 5:18 to play first half. Tag down to the right baseline to O'Brien. Now LaFontaine, nice bounce underneath for Tag, and she missed the easy one. Got her own rebound, though, but it's stolen away by Megan Lingenfelter. Gets it away to Sage Milroy. Megan Lingenfelter trying it, kind of bucking for Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. Now Kayla Townsend, left wing for three on the feed from Ellen Jones.
And that was a great feed from Ellen. She was fading out of bounds. She had to jump up and just threw that away and got it right to
tied
Kayla.
Tied at 11, ball knocked away by Kylie Townsend. Megan Lingenfelter comes up with it. Streaks with a chance to take the lead here. In fact, it would be their first of the game. Right wing, Sage Milroy. Swing it back to Kayla out high on the left side. Back to Sage out high right side. She brings it back out between the circles against the 1-2-2 East Moline zone. Ellen Junk left wing to Kylie Townsend, top of the key, Sage Milroy back to Kayla Townsend, left wing, fakes the long three, now brings it back out high, gives to Sage, now right baseline, it's Megan Lingenfelter, fires the three, good! Megan Lingenfelter with five in this quarter, seven for the game. Streaks have their first lead, 14-11. Price, right baseline, cut off by Megan Lingenfelter, brings it back out to the wing, 4:10 to play in the half.
Streaks on an 8-0 run. I'm kind of surprised Coach Walker didn't get a timeout to kind of slow down the momentum.
Price gets to Buchanan out between the circles.
She pushed off of Kayla just to get free.
Oh, Kayla! Steal, and that's a foul. Great steal by Kayla Townsend. Then Buchanan fouled her.
I think they're going to call this on Kayla.
They're calling it on Kayla. Wow.
Kayla, great job knocking the ball away. She was going right for the ball, and Buchanan went back to her and pushed her down, and Kayla's going to get called for the foul. Unreal.
Wow. Because they didn't call it when she made the steal.
Right. And at that point, she had as much of a right to the ball as Buchanan did.
Absolutely. Kayla Townsend will go to the bench now with two fouls. Andrea Sampson back in for the Streaks. 3:55 to play first half. Streaks lead 14-11. Back in for UT, London Jackson, 5'3 junior. She's got the ball. Gives to LaFontaine, high post right side. Now it's tagged. She'll stop and fire the 15-footer left side. No good. Megan Lingenfelter with a rebound. Outlet pass to Sage Milroy. She grabs it at midcourt and brings it across. Right baseline to Andrea Sampson outside the three-point arc. Back to Sage right side. Now Andrea right baseline. Thought about the three. Now bounces for Ellen Junk down on the post. Nice bounce pass to Kylie Townsend left side with a left hand up off the glass and in.
Great job by Kylie right there to absorb the contact and finish.
And two outstanding passes by Ellen Junk as Kylie Townsend got the block shot there. O'Brien with a rebound and a putback.
Who took the initial shot?
That was, I believe it was Jackson. Right wing, three-pointer up and no good by Andrea Sampson. Rebound Kylie Townsend, but it's stolen away by LaFontaine. They are definitely letting them get some contact underneath on both sides. This will be tagged to walk it across midcourt with under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Streaks lead 16-13. High post knocked away, and we're going to have a jump ball call. Oh. Nice job. I think Sage Milroy initially knocked it away, but Andrea Sampson got in there and tied up Buchanan, and the Streaks will bring it back this way.
Definitely not the cleanest half of basketball we've seen all season.
Yeah, the Streaks, you got to be happy to have a three-point lead and 10 turnovers in the first half and not shooting the ball very well. Megan Lingenfelter left side, left baseline. Kylie Townsend to Sage Milroy out high on the left side. Back to Megan on the left baseline. Back to Sage. Thought about the three, now goes top of the key and keeps her dribble and resets the offense against the 1-2-2 zone. She'll bring it out high left side to Andrea Sampson out high on the right side. Backdoor pass, Ellen Junk on the left block. Tried to get it back over the top to Kylie Townsend. Nice thought, but LaFontaine was right there and stole the pass away.
Yeah, that's one of those where you kind of want to go low if you're Ellen, because LaFontaine's got so much height, she's just going to stand straight up and down and try to get that ball from you.
This is Jackson for three on the right baseline. Puts it up again. London Jackson with her first basket. And we're tied at 16 with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Megan Lingenfelter on the near sideline on the wing. Out of Sage Miller, right high left side, fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Ellen Junk. And Ellen gets tied up. Boy, that should have been a foul. LaFontaine, rather a tag, had a hold of Ellen's arm, didn't get the call, and the ball's going to go back to United Township on the alternate possession. Kayla Townsend will check back in with 1:51 to play. She replaces Megan Lingenfelter, who gets a nice hand from the Streaks crowd. Inbound comes to Jackson, working against Andrea Sampson, and that's a carry right in front of the official and no call. Wow, how do you miss that? I mean, literally, right, she was dribbling right next to him. Now, Buchanan traveled the ball, no call, but Kylie Townsend blocks O'Brien's shot. And it's going to go back to United Township down on the left block, left baseline.
Yeah, great block right there by Kylie to get up and take that one away, to swat that one back down.
O'Brien in there at 6 foot, Kylie just 5'6". Inbound comes to Tag on the left wing. Steps out, fires a three. That's good. Maddie Tag with her first basket. Make it 19-16. United Township retakes the lead with a minute 28 to play. Kylie Townsend down the right side of the lane, right down the middle, and O'Brien gets called for the block. And that's a tough one. If we have the circle there.
She was inside the circle,
but we don't have that.
So. We don't have that, and I almost
I'm not
think
sure
Kylie got the benefit of that call.
Yep, we will take that one because I think O'Brien was pretty well set. But Kylie did a nice job of going in and getting the contact. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots and miss the first. So we expect her to make the second. 1:25 to play in the half. Streaks trail 19-16.
She's going to retain that season average of 50%. She needs to hit this one.
Second one is up. That one rolls off, no good. And the rebound knocked away by Adrian Sampson, but LaFontaine runs it down. Now Buchanan runs it across right side to Jackson, right wing, fires a three. No, she's just inside the arc and airballs it. But the weak side rebound comes down to Tag. Now to Buchanan, fires inside the top of the key, can't hit. And the rebound to Kayla Townsend for the Streaks. Kayla, long down court pass. Andrea Sampson, left side up off the glass, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Tag. That was a beautiful pass from Kayla.
And Andrea had great position right there. She's got to complete that one for the Streaks.
Under a minute to play in the half, 19-16. Is the United Township lead. Buchanan holds on in the center circle, being hounded by Kayla Townsend. Now down the right side of the lane and
travel
the ball and lays it up and in.
Wow.
Some
She's of
the six.
The ball handling miscues that they're letting them get away with, just unfathomable. She took three or four steps there.
Sage Milroy out high right side with 33 seconds to play. Kayla now left wing to Sage between the circles with 30. Streaks work against the 1-2-2 zone. Ooh, that's a dangerous pass there. Now it's Kylie, high post left side. Gets to Andrea Sampson. Now it's Sage out on the right side, left wing, and that pass was stolen away by Jackson.
Well, they threw that pass way too many times. Yeah. Jackson almost stole the last one, and this time she was sitting on it and was able to easily take it.
Near steal by Ellen Junk. LaFontaine gets it. Now it's a tie-up. Oh. Nice hustle by Kayla Townsend. It's going to go back to the Streaks with 4 seconds to play.
Well, and I'm not sure how that's a tie-up because Kylie had the ball clean, and then the defender was kind of hanging on to the arm. So Streaks get a chance, though, to cut into this five-point deficit with 4 seconds remaining.
So Sage Milroy has it, and she'll run across midcourt, pick it up, back to Kylie. She'll fire a long three-pointer, banks it in! From out on the volleyball spike line, Kylie Townsend banks it in. And that is a three, and we have played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Panthers of United Township. It's UT 21, Galesburg 19. We will take a timeout, come back with our halftime show, run down our scoreboard, our halftime stats, and more. Streaks trail 21-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialist providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
We're going
to
give you something to think about.
There's this day coming up. It's November 29th. It's a Tuesday, the day after Cyber Monday.
It's not just any day. It's Giving Tuesday, a day to give. This is Connie Crowell, Director of Gordon Behrens Senior Center.
And I'm Sarah Robison, Executive Director of CASA of Knox County.
We're here on behalf of the 18 partner agencies and hundreds of volunteers of the United Way of Knox County to give you some ideas of what you can give on Giving Tuesday.
Give hope, give help, give your time.
Give a five, a 10.
Give till it hurts. Give because it helps. With issues like poverty and hunger, abuse and neglect.
On Thanksgiving, we give thanks. On Black Friday, we get great deals. On Cyber Monday, we get online. And on Giving Tuesday, we give back.
It doesn't matter how much you give or what you give, only that you give.
Join in. Be part of the movement. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Giving Tuesday.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from United Township High School. Streaks trailed the United Township Panthers by a score of 21-19. Streaks were down 8-5 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored UT 14-13 in that second quarter. Streaks actually had a brief lead there. But the biggest story, honestly, that first half, Eric, shooting, the Streaks didn't shoot the ball well, and then turnovers. That's the really big story.
Well, the turnovers were the huge key. Yeah. I mean, the Streaks turned the ball over 14 times. I told you, coming into the game, they were averaging 13.3 per game. So they're on pace to easily shatter where they were before. Let's see, their high so far the season is 18 turnovers, and that was against Dunlap. And most of those came in the fourth quarter after the bench was in there, and Dunlap was just trying to get some points on the board. So if they don't change the way that they're throwing this ball around, this 1-2-2 zone is just killing them right now, because the Streaks are used to the 2-3. On the 2-3, you can make those skip passes from wing to wing because there's only two people up there. But against a 1-2-2, you've got to be a little bit more liberal about working the ball through the middle because it's wide open. They're trying to take away those steals. And actually, as we saw on that one of the last plays of the half, London Jackson started to cheat over just so she could get there to make that steal.
Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Streak sophomores won their Western Big Six opener tonight, 56-42 over United Township. The Illinois Fighting Illini lost to Winthrop last night. Overtime game, 84-80 was the final in that one. Coming up here on WGIL, lots and lots of basketball. Also, by the way, at halftime, or is it halftime, Quincy leading Alleman 22-18, Rock Island 34-20 on Moline. And that one's a little closer than I would have thought it would have been at early in the season. But Rocks and the Blue Devils both winning in the first or halftime of their games. Let's see, coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys open their season in the Thanksgiving tournament. They will take on Peoria Notre Dame, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL. Then on Thanksgiving Day, it's the NIT season tip-off. Illinois takes on West Virginia, and that will be, I believe, a 12:30 start here on WGIL. And the rest of that tournament and what will carry depends on whether they win or lose. If they win, we'll have a daytime game on Friday. Then coming up Friday, the boys will have two games. They'll take on Harper out of the Chicago Public League. That'll be a 12:25 pregame coming up on Friday afternoon. And Illinois, again, depends on what happens in game number one. Then the girls were scheduled to play Metamora. They are going to play them, but the game has been moved to Saturday. This due to the absence of Chicago Good STEM Academy, who's not going to come down for the tournament at all. So the Metamora-Galesburg game has been moved to Saturday. So the boys will take on Quest Academy, not Peoria Quest. This is also out of Chicago Public League. It's a Quest out of Chicago. Hmm. That'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip on Friday night with Brad and Jim. Then Saturday morning, they'll turn around and 8:40 pregame, 9 o'clock tip. Streaks take on Wells out of the Chicago Public League. Three Public League teams. We hope they show up. Didn't have too much luck with the girls' team. Then it'll be Illinois Fighting Illini football coming up. We'll join that in progress after the Streaks boys game. The girls will take on, of course, we'll also have the Hall of Fame ceremony at Galesburg High School getting underway at about 5 o'clock, and then the girls' game following that at 6 o'clock here on WGIL. Then the boys will wrap things up on Saturday night against Rockford Lutheran after the girls are done around 7:10 for that one. So busy schedule coming up. Our halftime scoreboard again by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all the Streaks Road games. It's our first one tonight in the 2015 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima, one owner. And again, this vehicle, it's brand new, basically. It's only got a little over 3,000 miles on it. So this is like buying a brand new car, but a great price, listed at just $23,400. Talk to any of the guys there, Lynn, JD, Derek, Royal, Nick, Chad, Jeff. They'll all help you out. Now, certified pre-owned, you look at that, 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, emergency roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty, a 150-plus point certified pre-owned vehicle inspection. You get a Carfax vehicle history report, special APR financing for eligible certified customers, and then there's also an optional 7-year, 100,000-mile or 8-year, 120,000-mile security plus extended protection plan. So peace of mind with the certified pre-owned. Also, the Philip Frontier food drive is going on. They've got the Nissan Frontier on the showroom floor, and they would like you to help out the Fish Food Pantry by bringing in a donation of 10 non-perishable food items. If you do that, you'll get $500 off the purchase of a brand-new Nissan. 10 non-perishable food items. Also, you get a two-year, 20,000-mile maintenance agreement if you bring in a 10 non-perishable food items. So there you go. That's with a new vehicle. But with any, even a pre-owned, you get $500 off with 10 items for the Phillip Frontier Food Drive event. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Take a timeout. Come back with our halftime stats. Streaks trail 21-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword job. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Mother Goosebumps on Seminary Street. Don't miss the annual After Thanksgiving sale. Save 20 to 30% across the store. Also, buy any item, get a second for just a buck. One coupon per person. Mostly cloudy for the rest of tonight with showers likely, a low of 40, and cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers, a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 42 at WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, not a whole lot to talk about. Streaks led by Megan Lingefelter, 7 points on a three and a couple of twos. 3 points apiece for Kayla Townsend and Andrea Sampson. 6 for Kylie Townsend on a three, a two, and 1 for 4 from the line. The Streaks with 4 3-pointers, 1 for 4 from the line. UT, 8 points from Riley O'Brien. 6 from Davey Buchanan. 3 points apiece for Maddie Tagg and London Jackson. 2 points for Brittany LaFontaine. And as Eric mentioned, the big number is the Streaks turnovers is, oh, man, killer.
Yeah, 14 turnovers for the Streaks, 11 for UT. Streaks are out-rebounding them 19-15, 8-6 on the offensive boards. UT 9 of 25 from the field, 2 of 5 from distance. Streaks 7 of 24, 4 of 15 from distance.
UT with the basketball to start the second half. LaFontaine gets the tag, left wing. She fires a three. That short rebound comes out long, and Sage Milroy runs it down for the Streaks. And bounce pass went, I'm not sure where she was trying to go, but it's stolen away by Tag. So another 15 turnovers by the Streaks as Tag drives left baseline, but the shot is blocked and the rebound comes down to Sage Milroy, but it's stolen away by Tag. Now Buchanan, left wing, fakes the three, drives, puts it up and bounces off, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it up and got it. Buchanan with 8 in the ball game, make it 23-19 UT.
Well, the Streaks definitely haven't corrected the issues that plagued them in the first half just yet, so we'll see if going forward if they can do anything here.
This is Kayla Townsend out between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson tried to bounce inside for Emily Miner, but it's stolen away. So 16 turnovers by the Streaks. First two possessions, 2 turnovers here in the second half. Under 7 minutes to play in the third
quarter.
Three turnovers, I'm sorry. Under 7 to play here in the third quarter. And now a UT turnover as Buchanan tried to get it to O'Brien down on the right block and overthrew her. So the Streaks will bring the length of the court with 6:50 to play here in the third, trailing 23-19.
Yeah, remember, Sage got the rebound off the block. And then she came back and stole it. So 17 total turnovers for the Streaks right now.
Sage Milroy with it. Kayla Townsend out high on the left side. Nice look underneath Emily Miner down the left block. Turns, puts it up, misses, and the ball's going to fall out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Streaks off of UT. Yeah, you gotta have those. And I like the fact she didn't put the ball on the floor, but I think she was conscious about that and kind of hesitated, then went up with it and came up too strong. Now on the inbound, gets it, can't hit it, and it looked like she took some contact, but Emily gets her own rebound, gets it to Kayla. Now it's Sage Milroy left of the center circle. She'll reset for the Streaks. Right side, Andrea Sampson. Right baseline, Emily Miner gets it knocked away, and now the Streaks turn it over again. Yeah, tried to save it in bounds, went right into the hand of Buchanan. Buchanan across midcourt, now top of the key, dribbles right, and goes to the right wing, working against Kayla Townsend. Now top of the key, it's a tag. She drives down the left side, kicks it out to Price. Price penetrates, pulls up with a 14-footer. That's no good. Kayla Townsend down with a rebound for the Streaks. Under six to play in the third. Andrea Sampson drives right side, scoops it up, got tripped up, no call, and the rebound comes down to LaFontaine for United Township.
Seven rebounds now for Brittany LaFontaine.
As Andrea tried to go up with a shot, she got somebody's foot caught her and tripped and couldn't get a good shot off. They tried the pick and roll there, and nothing doing, and the ball stolen away by Sage Milroy. Down court, tried to get to Kayla Townsend, overthrew her, and the Streaks turn it over again.
The Streaks have to start valuing the basketball. 19 turnovers now. This is now their new season high. As I told you, 18 at Dunlap was the previous high, and that was last game.
Ellen Junction will replace Sage Milroy. So Kayla Townsend, Kylie Townsend, Megan Lingefelter, who came in for Andrea Sampson, and Emily Minard on the floor for the Streaks, as Buchanan will just walk it up now. And, why not? You got the lead, so take your time setting up against the Streaks.
And I would imagine Coach Massey is having a little conversation with Sage about valuing the basketball right now as he has her sit down right next to him.
Buchanan drives down the middle, scoops up the left hand good, and a foul called on, I guess,
on
Kylie
the air?
Kylie.
Nobody touched her.
One. Yep. That is the first on Kylie. And that was after kind of a loose ball. The Streaks nearly came up with a steal, so kind of on a broken play. Buchanan fell into her hand. She drove down the left side, put it up and in, and she's got a chance at the traditional three-point play. 25-19 UT, 5:14 to play, third quarter. Buchanan's free throw is
too. We're going to get a lane violation on somebody. Oh, no, we're going to get a foul. So Emily Miner gets called for the push.
She had inside position. How did she push her? I'm totally lost on that. How do you push when you're blocking out?
I've seen it called in junior high ball where they've called people for fouls for blocking out, but not at the high school level.
UT with it. Left wing, this is Price. As Emily Miner goes to the bench and Sage Milroy back in, that's two fouls on Emily. This is Tag with it. Nice look underneath. And a shot block, beautiful block by Kylie Townsend on Price as she went up for the shot. And UT will have it back on the right baseline. 4:54 to play in the third. They're leading 25-19. And it comes to LaFontaine. Swings it over to O'Brien on the left block. Straight up off the glass and in.
Well, unfortunately, Kylie wasn't paying attention to the ball handler because that ball got thrown right over the top of her head.
Now a near turnover, and it is. Now Kylie's going to get called for the foul. Buchanan had blocked her pass, and as Kylie was going after it, after the loose ball ran into Buchanan, so she picks up her second foul. And Coach Massey's going to call a timeout. And what are we calling it? Full or a 30? No indication yet.
Full
timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:41 to play in the third. Streaks trail 27-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
A familiar opponent helps the Galesburg boys basketball team start its season at Thanksgiving. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me as Peoria Notre Dame battles the Silver Streaks tomorrow night at 6:40 on WGIL.
4:41 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers by 8, 27-19. And it's just, there's not a whole lot of intensity or anything for the Streaks team, which is pretty rare for this group of kids.
Well, and on top of it, it just doesn't look like their heads are in the game right now. A lot of long passes where we know that there's no passing angles. And, you know, they're just committing lazy passes, which are resulting in a bunch of turnovers. Like we said, they're at 20 turnovers already, and we're still, you know, more than halfway through the third quarter, to go in the third quarter.
Well, that was a travel before that shot. Buchanan missed it, but O'Brien with a weak side rebound. Now a foul. It's going to be the third on either Kylie or Kayla. They were both there. Which one does it go on? I couldn't see the indication. Kylie Townsell. That is her third foul.
They're all in this quarter.
Yep. Fourth team foul on the streaks here in the second half. Inbound comes to O'Brien down the left block. Kicks it out to Tag on the left wing. Stops the pick and roll to O'Brien, and the ball is going to go back to the streaks. Think they got a break there, or maybe, or did it go off O'Brien's foot?
It went off O'Brien's foot.
As Ellen Junk was here to knock it away. Sage Milroy will bring it up for the streaks. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Ellen Junk out high left side, left wing. Kayla Townsell, she'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Weak side rebound, Megan Lingefelter, who tried to pass it out to Sage Milroy, and Buchanan blocked it out of bounds. It'll go back to the streaks on the near sideline as Callie Walker comes in.
Well,
5'4 junior.
Like she just basically tried to spike that ball.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to take it from Megan, she spiked it.
Yeah,
out
I'm
of
not
bounds.
Sure. Yeah, why would you do that on a pass? Inside it goes to Kylie, high post at the free throw line. Back to Ellen. She'll fire the three, top of the key, off the rim. No. Rebound comes down to O'Brien for United Township.
Streaks ice cold right now from the field.
This is Tag on the dribble on the left wing. Hands off to Buchanan. She holds on the left wing with it. Gets a pick from LaFontaine. Dribbles right, then gives to Walker. And she'll bring it back out between the circles. Walker picks up, gives to LaFontaine. Or rather, it's Tag, and she'll dribble down the left side. Scooped up a shot. Good. Maddie Tag with five and make it 29-19. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Panthers.
Streaks in some serious trouble here as they have not scored in this quarter yet. We're almost 3:17 left to go in the quarter. Streak still 0 points.
Ellen Junk, top of the key, out high right side to Sage Milroy. And Coach Massey doesn't like what he sees on the offensive end, so he's going to call a 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streaks, road games, football for Brad and Jim, basketball for Brad and Jim for the boys, basketball for Eric and I for the girls, and driving a very nice certified pre-owned 2015 Nissan Altima SL. One owner, and you talk about low miles. This thing, I mean, you're pretty much buying a brand-new car, but at a certified pre-owned price of $23,400. It's got just a little over 3,000 miles on it, and everything you want in just about a brand-new car, except not a brand-new car price. The great thing is if you try to help out those in need during this holiday season, they've got their Fill the Frontier food drive event going on. You get $500 off if you bring 10 non-perishable food items to Fill the Frontier. So help them out. Help those in need this holiday season to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Nissan from Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. 3:05 to play third quarter. Streets trail 29-19. Left wing, Kayla Townsell down on the block. It goes to Emily Miner. Turns, and the shot blocked from behind by LaFontaine. Now Kylie Townsell gets in there for the rebound, rips it away, and now we're going to have a foul called on Buchanan as Kylie somehow got it to Andrea Sampson, and Buchanan got a piece of her. That's her first foul. In fact, the first team foul, I believe, in the second half on United Township. Inbound pass, another foul. LaFontaine reaches from behind Kylie Townsell on the inbound from Kayla, knocked it away, so LaFontaine picks up her second foul. So two quick fouls on the Panthers.
Well, maybe the Streaks will end the quarter on a run, just like UT started the quarter on a run.
Kayla Townsell left baseline for three. Good! Inbound to Andrea Sampson, went out to the wing, right back to Kayla in the corner, put it up and in, make it 29-22, near steal by Andrea Sampson, knocks it away, it goes out of bounds, so the Panthers will have to trigger again and bring it full court as checking back in will be London Jackson. She'll replace Callie Walker.
Well, since the Streaks haven't scored in this half, they haven't been able to get into this press, so hopefully they can rattle UT with it right here.
On the dribble in the backcourt still. Finally, Buchanan gets it across midcourt right side. Another high dribble down the right side. Lays it up and in. Boy, you can't let that happen. 31-22 Panthers. 2:24 to play here in the third quarter. Sage Milroy picks up, looking for help. Now gets Emily Miner down high left side. Bounces for Kylie Townsell. Now Sage Milroy on high on the right. Now to Kayla Townsell, top of the key. Penetrates. The runner is up. Off the mark. And rebound tipped by Kayla, but O'Brien comes up with it for the Panthers. Just over 2 minutes to play. United Township leading 31-22. Buchanan on the dribble. Goes right down the right side of the lane and runs over. Kylie, no call.
Well, Kylie's lucky she actually reached in right before that happened. That could have been foul number four.
And it was Jackson coming up with the ball. Now it's Tag with it out right of the center circle with 1:47 to play. Tag dribbles left. Not real sure of a ball handler. Now she's going to stop and fire a high arcing three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound goes off. Kylie Towns went up. It got knocked to the floor. And the ball went flying behind her, but they're going to say it's off of her last. Somebody knocked it out of her hands. It's going to go back to UT. And it comes to LaFontaine. Now Buchanan out high right side. Gives to Tag on the right wing. She'll pick up her dribble. Out high on the right side. Right wing to LaFontaine. Being hounded by Emily Miner. Got to get a five call. And, didn't get that. But we got a timeout. Yeah. 30-second timeout called by Kerry Walker. 1:24 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks trail 31-22. Well, we've seen at least a pickup of the intensity on the defensive end for the Streaks now. And I think once they got scored and got into that full court press, I think that kind of carried over into the half court.
Yeah, it definitely triggered them, but long ways to go here. They're going to have to keep with the defensive intensity and find a way to get some points on the offensive end. They seem very flustered by this 1-2-2 zone.
1:24 to play in the ball game, or in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 31-22 here in the Western Big Six opener for both teams. Here in the girls' gym at United Township. And a few changes here. Well, it was kind of cool. They're able to have the lights that fluorescence just flip off and on, so they could shut them off, and they had spotlights for both teams as they did the starting lineups. And the new it's not really a video board, picture board more on the at the scorer's table. This is Tag down on the right block to Buchanan. Back to Tag on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Picks up. Now looks for help and gives to Jackson out high on the right side, working against Andrea Sampson. That, again, should have been a five call, and Jackson finally puts it on the floor. Drives 10-footer up and no good. And
LaFontaine
comes down with a rebound but stepped out of bounds.
I didn't think he was going to call it. Yeah. He was, like, looking at her, and she's standing on the end line. So that's the fourth turnover of the third quarter now for UT.
Under a minute to play, Kayla Townsville, left wing, out between the circles, Sage Milroy. Back to Kayla, left wing, drives baseline, leans in, up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. Oh, they're going to call. Is he calling a charge, or was he saying the basket was good?
He's saying the basket's good.
By the way, he indicated with his hand. I'm like, okay. So Riley O'Brien picks up the foul. I was going to say, my goodness. So that's two on O'Brien, but Kayla Townsend with a nice move and a chance at the traditional three-point play. She's got eight in the ball game.
Kayla comes into the game as the Streak's best free throw shooter in the season, 6 of 8.
Cut it to 31-24. Now, rolled off, no good. And the rebound, nice tie-up, and, they didn't call it. Emily Miner had a couple of hands on and fell. And
any other time, that's that's called a tie-up immediately when two people are touching the ball.
Yeah, it's usually really quick. Now this is Price driving in right side, up off the glass, missed the shot, rebound to O'Brien. She can't hit, and Kayla Townsend with a defensive rebound for the Streaks. 26 seconds to play to Kylie, left wing. Now Sage Milroy on high left side for three. That's an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Tag for United Township with 17 seconds to play. As they'll try to work for one. Tag on the dribble on high on the left side with 11. Now with 10. Dribbles to the wing with 8. Now baseline cut off and stepped out of bounds. And he didn't even call her stepping out of bounds. She just dribbled after she stepped out of bounds. She dribbled it out of bounds and then he blew the whistle. I mean, she literally, and he had a better angle than we did, and we were right on top of it. 2 seconds to play. Kylie Townsville, Kayla fires from just inside the midcourt, comes up short. We have played three quarters of basketball, and the Panthers of United Township holding on to the lead. After three, it's UT 31, Galesburg 24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Find thousands of great gifts in the pages of Menards' Christmas catalog. Attract more birds to your feeder with Nature's Own Bird Food. Country Mix is an all-purpose blend to attract a wide variety of birds. A 40-pound bag is on sale, just $9.88. Save on Nature's Own Bird Food and a great selection of bird feeders to help care for your feathered friends. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialist providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play in the ball game, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers 31-24. Streaks outscored 10-5 in that third quarter. Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth. And now UT kind of spreading out that 1-2-2. Streaks have had trouble with it all night. Sage Milroy out high on the right side, swings it to Kylie Townsend, left wing, fakes the three, penetrates, gets inside the free throw line, lost the handle on it, goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up this time as Emily Meinert and Kylie Townsend were there along with, I think it was Price, or rather Jackson. No, it was Price for United Township. Possession arrow points toward UTs. They'll have to deal with the Streaks' full-court pressure.
Well, Kylie had the right idea there. She penetrated into the lane, but unfortunately she lost the handle right when she got in there.
UT breaks the press. This is Buchanan, top of the key. Now to Price out high on the left side. Tristan Price, 5'4 senior guard for the Panthers. That is the slowest five count I've ever seen. He was only on about two when she got rid of the ball after she had it for about four. Nowhere close to what the
Well, he's not even counting.
Clock. Yeah.
He waits to start counting until somebody's at a dead stop.
Great job by Emily Miner. Ties up LaFontaine. LaFontaine couldn't get the handle on the pass. Emily got in there, got a grip on it, and the possession arrow points back toward the Streaks. Got to take advantage when you get these turnovers and not turn the ball over yourself, which has been the problem for the Streaks tonight.
Right.
7:07 to play, 31-24, UT with a lead.
Streaks come in averaging over 51 points per game on the season. It's going to take a heck of a quarter to get there.
Nice pass. Kayla Townsend, Emily Miner down on left block, missed the shot. Had her wide open down there and put it too hard off the glass.
It's probably the third shot the Streaks have missed at point-blank range with little to no defense.
So it's not just from beyond the arc that they can't hit. It's everywhere. As Tag has it on the left baseline, kicks it out to Buchanan out high on the left side with 6.5 to play. Buchanan down the left side, got between the defender, shot partially blocked by Kylie Townsend. Kylie has a rebound to Sage Milroy. She'll bring it across right side to Kayla on the left wing. Kayla penetrates, puts the runner up, got knocked, kind of knocked around in the air, and she was going to try to pass, had nowhere to go with it, try to throw up a wild shot, and O'Brien comes up with it for UT.
Wasted possessions right now for the Streaks.
Tag with it with 6:10 to play in the ballgame. She'll dribble it out high on the left side. Gets a pick from LaFontaine down to the left baseline and pass knocked away, but Price picks it up on the right baseline, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound tipped out by Emily Meinert. Should be an over-the-back on LaFontaine, but it's going to go against Emily Meinert.
LaFontaine was holding Emily while she went up to get the rebound.
I don't know
and
how.
They're going to call Emily for the foul.
Yeah, when you got inside position, and somebody's holding on to you, I don't know how you get called for the foul. That is the third on Emily Meinert here tonight. 31-24 Streaks trail with just under 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Price will inbound from the right baseline for UT.
Andrea and Megan Lingenfelter into the game. Sage and Emily Miner hit the bench.
Near steal by Kylie Townsend, but O'Brien comes up with it on the right baseline for UT. Gives to Price. She'll bring it out to the wing. Now at high near the center circle working against Megan Lingenfelter. Megan doing a great job making her go left. And now a 5-second call.
Thank you. Wow.
8 seconds later, we get the 5-second call. Great job by Megan Lingenfelter.
Well, the guy at half court on the ball is not even counting. And Coach Massey screaming from the bench 5 seconds for about 5 seconds.
So Megan did a great job of forcing Price to use her left hand and go to her left, and she absolutely didn't want to. She was trying to figure out a way to go back to her right and couldn't do it. Now Megan has it. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound is going to go off of Kylie Townsend last.
Streaks cannot buy
a bucket
the other
right
way.
Now. 5:35 to play, 31-24 Streaks. In fact, nobody has scored here with almost 3 minutes into the fourth quarter. Down the right side, this is Buchanan. Goes in there wildly and loses her balance.
Well, she's got it down now. All you have to do is launch your body into the lane, and they're going to call a foul on somebody.
Oh, now they call travel. Wow.
Wow. And I don't even think she traveled. Yeah, I think she let go of the ball before she got there. Are they going to let the sub come in or no? Nobody's waved her in.
Well,
okay, now they're going to let
one official had the official down here had already handed the ball, and it shouldn't have happened, honestly.
Yeah, it shouldn't have. But
Sage Miller is able to come in.
Well, Buchanan having a discussion with the official that wasn't involved in the call now. He's probably saying,
he's the one that waved her in after the guy down here had already handled the ball.
No, I think she was discussing with him the travel.
Oh, okay. Kayla Towns on high right side. Boy, I'm not sure where she's going with that pass, but Sage Murray is able to run it down on the right baseline to Ellen Junk. Back to Kayla, top of the key, drives down. Nice pass to Megan, and she tips it out to Kylie. Right wing to Sage. Top of the key, it goes to Kayla. Good defense by UT. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Long three, Kylie Towns. Good! Wow. She just stepped back and put that one through. That's her second of the game. She's got 9, 31-27, under 5 minutes to play. Buchanan, near steal by Kayla Towns. Now near steal by Ellen Junk. LaFontaine gets it to O'Brien down the left side. Shot blocked by Kylie Townsville. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Panthers.
That's Kylie's fourth block of the game.
And I think three of the four have come against the six-foot O'Brien.
Right.
Price to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to O'Brien at the free throw line. And a near steal by Kayla. And that's a travel. Boy, how did they miss that? Now Buchanan drives down the right side.
Two travel.
Two steps. Couldn't hit it. Got a long rebound. Put it back up and in.
She was carrying the ball left and right.
Now Kylie for three out high on the left side. That one bounces off. No good. Yeah. And Megan Lingenfelder is going to get called for over the back. Going over the back of tag. And that'll be the first foul on Megan. 16 foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 33-27 UT leads. 4:26 to play in the ball game. And it comes to O'Brien against full court pressure. Back to tag, still on the backboard. She'll get it across the timeline, and a reach is going to be called on Megan. We called a push, but she reached in after the ball, and he indicated a push. That'll be two on Megan, and that's going to push to UT at the free throw line.
We'll see how UT shoots these.
So Maddie Tagg will go to the free throw line with a chance of one and bonus with 4:20 to play. Emily Miner back in. She replaces Ellen Junk. Also, Andrea Sampson back in, replacing Megan Lingenfelter. So Maddie Tagg, 5'8 senior at the free throw line for UT. With a chance of the one and bonus, first shot is up. High Archer is good. She's got 6 points on the night. Mega 34-27, 4:20 to play. Second shot, High Archer is good as well.
Well, that answered that question of whether or not they were going to be able to shoot free throws.
Back to an 8-point lead. Kylie Townsend to Kayla Townsend out high on the left side. Out high right side. Andrea Sampson, right wing, goes to Sage. And a pass over the top of that back door to Kayla. Now Kayla with a steal to Kylie right side. Lay it up and in. Kayla had tried to tip it to Kylie, overthrew her and turn it over. But she in turn got the turnover. And Kylie puts it up and in. Now we've got a reach foul called on who? Is that Kayla? Not sure. I didn't see. Emily Miner.
Miner. That's her fourth. Oh, fifth. I missed the missed one.
Oh, me too. I only had her for four. Wow. I don't know where that came from.
I had to have missed one.
Yeah, same here. I had her for four also. Or that as her four. So Emily Miner's disqualified with five fouls. Didn't score tonight.
Did have two blocks and three rebounds, though, one of those being offensive.
London Jackson at the free throw line. She hits the first. She'll get the bonus. Mega 36-29, 3:57 to play in the ballgame. Streets trail. Ellen Junk back in to replace Emily Meinert. Jackson, 5'3", junior, and second shot is no good. Over the back, LaFontaine, and they don't call it. Ripped it away from Kylie Townsend. Now over the back. This time they're going to call O'Brien for going over the back of Ellen Junk. I'm not sure how you didn't call the first one, but O'Brien picks up her third foul now with 3:52 to play, just the fourth team foul on UT in the second half as Callie Walker will come in and replace London Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm getting all over Callie Walker if she gets the ball again. She looked very unsure of herself dribbling the ball in the first half.
By the size and ability, you would know she and Taylor Walker are sisters.
Yeah.
Just saying. She's about 5'4". They list her at 5'4". I'm not even sure if she's quite that, and she's very slightly built on top of it. Kayla Townsend out high left side to make Sage Milroy. High post it goes to Kylie Townsend. Kayla, right wing, air ball to three, and the rebound comes down to Riley O'Brien for United Township with 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. 36-29, the UT lead. This is Buchanan on the dribble right of the center circle. Goes to the right wing now. Picks it up. I'm not sure why she picked it up there. Right baseline, it goes to O'Brien. Cut off by Kayla Townsend. Nice passer. Tried to get it inside to Buchanan, and stealing it away with Kayla Townsend. Then Buchanan reached in. I don't think she touched her, but, yeah, it was a dumb play. You know, there was no reason to reach in there. She had no chance to get the ball, and the official didn't have a good angle and called the foul.
And you have a 7-point lead with 3 minutes left to go. Get back on defense.
Yeah.
The more important thing right now is just to slow the streaks down, so if they do put up any kind of rally, it takes longer.
I mean, you have an argument whether it was a bad call, but it was a dumb play. I mean, she should have never even reached in. Kayla, top of the key.
Kayla's got to take that.
Right wing to Sage. Swing it over to Andrea, left wing for three. Bounces off too strong. Rebound. Kylie Townsend had the inside position. They're going to say that LaFontaine knocked it out of bounds. I mean, I don't know how it's not an over the back if you're knocking it away at that angle. But Kayla will inbound from the right baseline. Under 3 minutes to play. In it comes to Sage on the left wing. Back to Kayla, left baseline. O'Brien closes out. And now we're going to have a reach over the top called on LaFontaine as Ellen Junk got the inside position. That time she might have had all ball.
And only the sixth foul on the Panthers, so they still have one more until they put the streaks on the line.
Third on LaFontaine.
Tristan Price back into the game. Walker is going to hit the bench.
So Kayla Townsend will inbound from the left baseline. 2:46 to play. Streaks trail 36-29. The inbound pass to you threw it too high, and Sage was not able to get to that.
23 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks. We're nearing that as many points as turnover. Oh, boy.
Kayla just about had a steal on the inbound, but she knocked it away, and it bounced just on the sideline out of bounds as Kerry Walker calls a timeout.
Probably a fraction of an inch, too.
Yeah, so a great play by Kayla. Just couldn't quite hang on as Kerry Walker calls timeout. 2:44 to play in the ball game. Streaks trailing 36-29. Well, you're not going to say it's out of reach the way we can fill it up from the from behind the arc. We just haven't done that very much tonight, or not consistently tonight, and we haven't taken advantage of those opportunities we've had. Just the turnovers have just been a killer. I mean, we're what, only three more points in turnovers, is that right?
Right. Well, six more.
Oh, six more. I thought you said 26.
23.
23 turnovers and 29 points, and that's rather unusual for an Evan Massey team.
Yeah, well, and like I said, we came into this game averaging 13.3 turnovers per game, so you've turned it over 10 more times in this game than you are averaging on the season. So, I mean, this has been a rough one. The streaks are not shooting well. They've missed a myriad of threes. We've seen a little bit of life recently. Kylie hit one not too long ago. Kayla had one near the end of the third quarter, but they've got to figure out some way to score. And for some reason, they've just kind of had an aversion to going down the middle of the lane, and that's where it's wide open, and you almost need to get somebody to go in there and just shoot some mid-range jumpers in the lane to close down their defense a little bit.
LaFontaine has it in the backcourt, gets to Buchanan, runs it across midcourt right side against Kayla Townsend, goes to the right wing and gets tied up by Ellen Junk. Great
she
play
traveled.
By Ellen. Yeah, I think she tried to rip it away. I mean, that time he blew the whistle quick on the tie-up that time. But you're right. She actually ripped it away and took four steps.
She was hopping, skipping sideways to try to rip it away.
Inbound comes Joe Bryan, top of the key for United Township. 2.5 minutes to play. Streets trail 36-29. Got to get a stop here. Price drives down the right side. Five-footer in and out. No good. Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streets. Gets to Kylie Townsend. Streets need to play with a little bit of urgency here.
Price is going to have a rude awakening if she plays in front of an official that actually calls traveling.
Now Kylie Townsend got it to high post, drove down the right side, couldn't get the shot to fall. O'Brien with a rebound. Got the shot you wanted there. Now you had Andrea Sampson and Ellen Junk there.
They had Ellen.
O'Brien kind of trapped up there and got her with a body. That's the first on Ellen, and we'll walk it back this way. Riley O'Brien will go to the free throw line. And that is the 19th foul, so still a chance of the one and bonus for O'Brien. With 2:04 to play, 36-29, Streaks trail. And, yeah, I mean, you honestly got the shot you wanted there from Kylie. She just couldn't put it down. O'Brien's first free throw bounces around and falls through.
She's 2 of 3 now in the game. Pushes the lead back to 8 for the Panthers.
Back in, Megan Lingenfelter for the streak. She'll replace Andrea Sampson as Coach Massey kind of playing offense-defense here. Get Megan in there for her shooting. Second shot is up. In and out, no good. Nice block out by Ellen Junk and gets the rebound. Gives to Megan. Now it's Sage with 2 minutes to play. Sage will run across midcourt, left to the center circle, working against Buchanan. Picks up, gets to Megan out high right side. Right baseline pass knocked away by Tag, and the streak will have it on the near sideline. Boy, they're just risking it, throwing those passes on the perimeter rather than going into the high post.
Well, and on top of it, they're not pass faking. They're trying to throw everything over the top of the defender, and the defender's just sitting back trying to bait the streaks into making those passes.
And see, now, again, yeah, right baseline knocked away again by Tag as Sage Miller tried to get it to Ellen Junk.
You
so
need
now,
to,
I'm not sure if they're playing a 2-3 or a man. I think they've gone
It looks like now they're in a 2-3.
Yeah. And it comes to Sage on the right side with 1:43 to play. Streaks need to hurry and get a basket. Left wing, Kayla.
Kayla's got to be ready to shoot that basketball.
Penetrates down the right baseline, or left baseline, can't hit, but foul is going to be called on LaFontaine. That'll be her fourth, so Kayla Towns will go to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Kayla, again, came into the game 6 of 8 on the season. She missed her first one, so she drops to 6 of 9 on the season. Let's see if she can grab a pair here for the Streaks.
1:36 to play. Now make it 37-30 as Kayla hits the first. And Andrea Sampson will check back in for Megan Lingenfelter. Get her in for the defense up on the full court press. 7-point lead for the Panthers. 1:36 to play. Second shot is up and missed it. And a rebound comes down to Tag for UT and nearly hands it to Kayla Townsend on the possession arrow, points toward the Streaks. Great job by Kayla. Tag, I'm not sure what she was trying to do with it, but Kayla got there, got a hold of it, and the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession.
21 turnovers now for the Panthers.
Inbound comes to Ellen Junk on the right block,
oh,
missed the
man.
Shot, tipped up the rebound and couldn't get it. LaFontaine comes down with it for UT. Now Tag across midcourt left side and hands off to LaFontaine out near the center circle. Now it's Buchanan on the dribble right of the center circle. Buchanan trapped up and a timeout, 30 called by Kerry Walker. 1:14 to play in the ball game. That was actually a good time out there because Buchanan was they keep picking up their dribble out near the court for some reason. I guess they're not great ball handlers would be part of the reason.
Allman and Quincy tied at 35. They're headed to overtime.
Wow. So Western Big Six openers tonight for all six conference teams. Of course, Rocky and Moline. Rocky was in control of that one.
They're up 68-30 with about 5:02 left to go, so that one's over.
Yeah, halftime deal was, what, 13 points, 9 rebounds?
Yeah. Yep.
1:14 to play here. Streaks trail 37-30 to the United Township Panthers. Of course, our next action, the Streaks will not play again until Saturday night. They will not have a game Friday. Good STEM Academy out of Chicago not coming down for the tournament. We were supposed to play Metamora on Friday. We've moved that to Saturday now, so Saturday night, 6 o'clock, 5:43 game. The Streaks will be in action. The boys tomorrow night, twice Friday, twice Saturday. And we'll tell you about that before we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. 1:14 to play. Streaks trail 37-30. UT with the basketball midcourt on the far sideline.
Streaks have 74 seconds here to make up 7 points.
And it comes to Jackson. Back to Tag on the dribble in the center circle. And a ball knocked away by Kayla Townsend. Ellen Junk comes up with it to Andrea Sampson, running down the left side, lays it up. Good! Nice job, a nice fast break by the Streaks. Make it 37-32. Timeout by Coach Massey. This is a 30 as well. So a great job. It was Kayla Townsend and Ellen Junk on the trap. Ball got tipped up. Ellen got it, saw Andrea Sampson aware and took off on the fly. And Ellen got it to her, dribbled it down, and went straight in, laid it up and in.
All right. 59 seconds to get 5 points.
And that, you know what? Great defense like that. This team is not real sure ball handlers. And as we said, they keep picking the ball up in bad spots, and they did it that time again. So great defense by the Streaks.
Well, the officials could definitely help the Streaks here by starting counting the time correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the backcourt again, so 10 seconds is at issue. 5-second calls. We've seen that several times. The clock didn't start on the official.
Inbounding will be Tag, and it comes to Buchanan. Only strictly right-handed, now gets it back to Tag. Tag Finally gets it across midcourt. Gets it to Jackson. Nearly lost it. Gets it back to Tag on the left wing. Top of the key, it's Buchanan with 47 seconds to play. Buchanan dribbles right with 45. Near steal by Kylie Townsend. Now she loses control. Try to get to O'Brien, and she stepped on the sideline. It's going to go back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Big turnover. 39 seconds left. Streaks trail by five.
And, you know, you get them in a rush. You get them in a rush, and they're having trouble handling the ball. Megan Lingenfelter back in. She'll replace Andrea Sampson. 39 seconds to play. 37-32, Streaks trail.
The issue is the Streaks need to score here. Sage has to get going.
Brings it across, gets to Kylie. Now it's Kayla at the high post, right wing. Megan Lingenfelter for three. Good! Her second of the ball game. She's got 10 points. 37-35, timeout. Streaks, full timeout. We'll take one as well. 28.3 to play. It's 37-35 UT. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Selecting a football coach is a lot like considering your insurance agent. A great coach puts together the best team possible to win the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. Consider me your coach when selecting the right insurance plan and deductibles for your home, so if your home gets tackled, you're able to finish the game. And our money-saving out-of-home discount is a perfect defense. So stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street for Savea Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, United Township High School, 28.3 seconds to play in the game. The Streaks trail 37-35. United Township will have to bring it the length of the court against the Streaks. One of the things they looked for last time on this, and the Streaks have to be aware of this time, they're looking to throw the long pass.
Well, and I would almost, if I'm Coach Massey, I almost bait him into it because I question whether Price has enough of an arm to throw it over the top, but like I said, I would bait her into it and just kind of have somebody ready to go. But now they're going to line up four in a row along the free throw line.
And nobody playing on the ball. So Price to inbound. And it comes to Buchanan. She gets it across midcourt. Now to O'Brien down the right side. Laid it up and good with 23 seconds to play. Quickly back the other way with 19. A foul on Buchanan. She reached in on Sage Milroy and fouled her. I have no idea. And so Carrie Walker, she's just walking it into the bench. She cannot believe Davey Buchanan, why? So stop the clock and give the Streaks a chance to score.
Wow.
Sage Milroy goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus now. 18.3 to play.
Sage hasn't taken a free throw in the season yet.
Really? Wow. And got that one through, and she'll get the bonus. 4 points in the game, 39-36, 18.3 to play. Still plenty of time. Just can't give up another easy one like we did last time.
Is that going to be a big change in this game?
And she hits the second. 39-37, 18.3 to play, and they go long to O'Brien.
Oh, my goodness.
Kylie Townsend got called for a reach. The ball, it was a bad pass. It bounced over the top. They're both reaching for the ball, and Kylie got called for the foul. So O'Brien's going to go to the free throw line, and this is going to be two shots because that's 10 team fouls down on the Streaks here in the second half. That's four on Kylie Townsend.
I don't know how you call. The Streaks haven't gotten an over-back call at all today, but Kylie was out in front of her.
Yeah.
She was reaching over the top of her.
First shot up and good.
Be ready. She's missed the second one of each one of her one-and-ones, or each one of her two shots.
16.7 to play. Three-point lead now for UT. O'Brien at the free throw line. Second shot is up and bounces off. No good. Andrea Sampson with a rebound with 15. Andrea across midcourt, and she's the only one down there. Finally, Kayla Townsend, left wing, drives. 10.2 to play. She went for two. You got to get a three up unless you get a steal. Missed it, and the rebound comes down to Tag. And now what?
We're going to get a foul call, but where's the jump ball?
Yeah, I mean, she got tied up. Streaks really, I mean, I thought at that point you really needed to go
Yeah, you
the
needed
three
a three.
Right
it
two.
Was there was too little of time left, and
yeah.
Kayla wasn't thinking there about the three-pointer. She had two in her mind when she saw the wide-open lane. And I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that she's 2 of 8 on the day from downtown, but you still need to put that one in the air. And she had an opportunity. She was open.
Tag hits the first, and none of the officials even indicated what it was. They just all blew the whistle. Nobody indicated a foul or whatever.
Well, and what kills you is it should have been a jump ball. It would have still been Panther ball.
Free throw no good. Andrea Sampson with the rebound. Fires from three-quarter court. No good. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall for the first time this season, and they fall in the Western Big Six opener. Final score, United Township 41, Galesburg 37. We'll come back with our postgame show. We'll run down our postgame stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 41-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back in the day, you'd go in, sit down, they'd measure your foot and start bringing the boxes. That was shoe shopping. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee still does that. They boast the brands you know you love. Sass, Sperry, Timberland, Merrell, Skecher, Rockport, Dansko, and Clogs. And the service that died out at most places 20 years ago. And Breedlove's offered 10% off all men's and women's shoes every single day. When it's time for new kicks, it's got to be the old-fashioned shoe shop at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
There's a for sale sign in the yard of a charming bungalow on North Cedar in Galesburg. And it's ready for you to move right on in. Fireplace, enclosed porch, four bedrooms. Get all the details. Go to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Some folks get up way early on Black Friday to save a few bucks on TVs and toasters. You, however, can choose a more civilized way to celebrate Black Friday and save thousands on a new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram from Yam on North Henderson in Galesburg. And you don't have to wait for that one day to save, because when you shop Yam's Black Friday sales event, you'll get a great deal all month long, which simply means more cash in your pocket during the time of year that you need it most. During Yam's Black Friday sales event, take 17% off and save over $4,900 on a new 2016 Chrysler 200 Limited, priced at just under $24,000. And with 22% off a brand new 2016 Jeep Patriot, you can buy it for just over $19,300 and save $5,500, or a new 16 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4. You'll save nearly $12,000. The deals are so good, we made them last all month long. Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at Yam, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax title license dot be extra. See dealer for details.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Mother Goosebumps on Seminary Street. Don't miss the annual after Thanksgiving sale. Save 20 to 30% across the store. Also, buy any item, get a second for just a buck. One coupon per person. Mostly cloudy for the rest of tonight with showers likely, a low of 40, and cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers, a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 42, a WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall to defeat for the first time this season. Their Western Big Six opener, they fall to the United Township Panthers 41-37. Galesburg actually outscored UT 13-10 in that final quarter. In fact, the two quarters, Galesburg outscored UT, second quarter 14-13, then 13-10 that one. But the two quarters they got outscored, they only scored five in each of those quarters. They got outscored 8-5 in the first, 10-5 in the third quarter. So the Streaks fall 41-37, now 3-1 on the season. And I guess the more important thing is that you drop to 0-1 in the Western Big Six. And it's going to be a dogfight for the five teams below Rock Island. I mean, you're going to expect that they're going to be tough to beat. So you want to have at least give yourself an opportunity if you to maybe get a tie with them, if you can get at least one against them. But it you're not helping your cause with a game like this tonight.
No, and the thing is if you had to break it down, I would say most teams would think it was something along the lines of Rocky way out in front, Galesburg UT in the next tier, and then maybe Moline Quincy with Allman at the back. And, you know, taking this one, and maybe not even put Allman at the back, put them with Moline and Quincy, but to give up this one, now, you know, you kind of get that must win on your floor, and you have to go out and take care of business. You can't have any slip-ups against anybody else.
Streaks fall 41-37. Let's go ahead and get started on our post-game final stats, which are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll start with the scoring for the Streaks. Again, a pretty balanced attack, just not enough of it. They were led by Kylie Townsville, 11 points, a couple of threes, a couple of twos, just one for four from the free throw line, however. 10 points for Megan Lingenfelter. She came off the bench, hit a couple of twos and a couple of threes. Let's see, 9 points for Kayla Townsville in the ball game. She hit a two, a couple of threes, and was one for three from the free throw line. 5 points for Sage Milroy on a three and two for two from the free throw line. 2 points for Andrea Sampson on a basket. Emily Miner to Ellen Junk did not score in the game for the Streaks. Galesburg was 7 threes in the game, just 4 for 9 from the free throw line, which is not typical either. And, you know, that has you right in there for a chance to win the game as well if you hit better from the line. For United Township, a couple of players with 14 points. Davey Buchanan, 7 baskets, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 14 points for Riley O'Brien, and those are the two leading scorers for this team. 5 baskets, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 8 points for Maddie Tagg on 1-2, 1-3, and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for London Jackson on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Brittany LaFontaine on a basket. Just 2 three-pointers in the game for United Township, 7 for 13 from the free throw line.
Well, team stat-wise, Streaks turned the ball over 23 times. That was pretty much their Achilles heel today. 23 turnovers also, though, for UT. Streaks got out-rebounded 38-33. 14-13, they were out-rebounded on the offensive end. UT was 16 of 49 from the field. The Streaks were 13 of 49 from the field. This game pretty much in. The Streaks were 7 of 26 from outside the three-point line. Streaks missed too many bunnies. They missed too many bunnies. They missed too many, and they turned the ball over too much. That's pretty much what it boiled down to. Stats, in addition to scoring that Tom told you about, Emily Miner had 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. Ellen Junk had 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists. Sage Milroy, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Andrea Sampson, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Megan Lingenfelter, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. Kayla Townsville, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. And Kylie Townsville, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 4 blocks. Kind of that's a huge number for her.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, 3 of those 4 blocks came against the 6-foot Riley O'Brien. Just not enough for the Streaks tonight. It was a tough one. They fall to the United Township Panthers by a score of 41-37. Again, our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take a timeout, come back, and chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You love McDonald's all-day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
Ah! What? What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Cowboy.
Get more choices you love now with McDonald's all-day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Coach's interview brought to you by Courtright Construction at Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. And coach, I mean, the the one thing that stands out. There are going to be nights that you don't shoot the ball well, but I think the bigger stat was the turnovers. We had you for 23, and that's it's tough to recover from that.
Well, yeah, I think we didn't make good we didn't make shots, and I don't know if that caused us to then feel like we had to do other things that we normally wouldn't do. But I thought the two things that stood out for me was that I thought defensively we were pretty bad. I thought they got the ball inside way too much, which was on us not putting enough pressure on the perimeter, and we were just a step. They were quicker in the post than we were. And then, like you say, offensively, early in the game, I would have said to you, you know, bad shooting was the problem, but for most of the game, it was bad choices. So we just our decision-making and what we were doing with the basketball and the offense was just not very good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It didn't seem typical of these girls. Some of the, yeah, I guess like you said, with the decisions they were making, and yeah, they'd really spread out. They came out in the 1-2-2 rather than the 2-3, and really had it spread out. And you didn't seem to be attacking the seams. You kept, you know, throwing the passes to the wings, and they, you know, obviously they got wind of that and started kind of overplaying that, and the passes were still going there, and that's where a lot of the turnovers came from.
Yeah, like I say, we didn't make necessarily good choices.
Let's see. Individually, Megan Lingenfelter came in and did some good things for you. Actually, she's the one that actually shot the ball fairly well, so impressive. Toward the end, you guys had gotten yourself back in it and cut it, I think, to three. You called a timeout and came in defensively. What were you trying to get set up there? Obviously, one was making sure they didn't beat you long.
We were, you know, what we were doing was trying to match up and deny the ball inbounds and have a center fielder. And what happened? They threw long on Kylie there and they got something, but it's a tough one now because there's not, you know, you can't sugarcoat it. This is a team we shouldn't lose to, and we did.
And it makes it tough. We were just talking about this as far as the conference goes. Rock Island's going to be tough to beat, but to even give yourself a chance to get one or even two against them, you can't be losing a game like this.
Well, and the bigger issue becomes is that it's not like this is going to be the second place team in the conference,
right?
With it, and so, you know, it's not the place for me to talk because, you know, we're in last place in the Western Big Six right now ourselves. But you know, quite honestly, I thought the way Alleman played, I thought these guys would be the ones that might end up being last in the Western Big Six. So we lose to them, and so now it's pretty tough for us to say, well, we think, you know, we can end up compete with the Rock Island. That we've got to regroup and get ourselves going.
Friday off now with the happenings with the team out of Chicago is not going to be here. You won't play till Saturday now. It's always a good night at John Thiel Gym. You have the boys-girls doubleheader. You follow the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You'll have Metamora. So looking forward to trying to put this one behind and get back in the win column.
Yeah, and we do. I mean, it's as I told the girls, there's going to be times in the season we lose, and we'll just say, hey, it's one of those nights and stuff. But I think, you know, in terms of this, I think there's some things that with us that we've got to correct and we got to get going with in terms of our approach and everything we do.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Appreciate it. Thank you. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. We'll Dave Mar, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
From our events calendar, Monmouth Roseville Madrigal Singers present their 7th annual Madrigal Dinner on Sunday, December 4th. Tickets are $17, available in the high school office. This year's dinner is A Zany Little Thing Called Love. Get more information at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Guardian Angels, Coral Dynamics, Fish Food Pantry, and the First Presbyterian Church in Galesburg. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows windows today.
A familiar opponent helps the Galesburg boys basketball team start its season at Thanksgiving. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me as Peoria Notre Dame battles the Silver Streaks tomorrow night at 6:40 on WGIL.
Back at United Township High School, Tom Aerdith, Eric Gibson. The Streaks fall by a final of 41-37 to the United Township Panthers. And, Coach did not sugarcoat it. and you know, he's right. You can't really, because we were thinking the same thing. Rock Island, obviously, they're the top team in the conference till somebody knocks them off after, five consecutive years of winning the thing. And I thought that, that team that was going to be right behind them was going to be the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And as he said, right now you're sitting tied for last place with, assuming, Moline and Quincy here tonight. I don't know what ended up happening that Quincy Alleman game. I know it was close, but I guess Quincy was up last we saw, weren't
no,
they?
No, it was overtime.
Okay, they were in overtime. That's right. But so you're sitting winless. So I mean, you got to – not that they're going to rethink things and change anything, but, we talked about this early. It just did not seem like the intensity was there. And as Coach said, this is a team that's going to kind of rely on their defense, which we expected to be really, really good. And it just wasn't what we expected tonight out of this ball club.
Well, and it didn't seem like the focus was there. And I think that was the bigger issue. And Coach Massey kind of talked about the fact that, they weren't entirely happy with the decision making. Well, that usually is a byproduct of not having the focus you need in order to be able to prevail. And unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, that seemed to be the issue tonight. And I think it's going to be one of those things where Coach Massey kind of, he's not going to say, I wanted to lose the game per se, but it might be one of those situations where he kind of looks at it and says, okay, here's the deal. We now have a loss that we can teach off of, and we can, maybe some of these things are things that have been talked about before and unfortunately just weren't getting through the girls. Well, now it's a situation where he can use this as a big, hey, we need to get things on the right path. Right now we're not there. So,
yeah, and this also was a team, watching them that first game against Dunlap and watching the way the Streaks played. And the Streaks had not played a great game yet. They played a pretty good game against Dunlap, played okay the other two games and won big. But this was definitely a team I thought coming in that I honestly didn't think it was going to be much of a ball game. I honestly thought it would be similar to the first three games of the season.
Well, the Streaks shot at 26.5% from the field, and coming into the game, their lowest shooting percentage was 35.2%. So, I mean, they did not do a good job hitting shots. And this is one of the things that we've kind of talked about that a team like this is going to suffer from. You don't have Shaylee Florine on the inside that you can throw it down to. In fact, we saw an unfortunate number of bunnies missed by the Streaks inside where you convert, you lose this game by 4 points, you convert two of those, you convert one of them, and it's a different game. They're not able to, get to the free throw line and make those shots. But the other thing, and if I'm Coach Massey, I'm kind of talking to my team, game one, turn the ball over 7 times. Game two, turn the ball over 15 times. Game three, 18 times. Tonight, 23 times. So you have this escalating number, and if that number keeps escalating, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it's time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And it's, sometimes tough in a game like this, but one young lady did, had her best game as a varsity streak. Hit a big three late in the ball game that put us right back in the thick of things. But really where it was kind of crunch time at the time, the Streaks had been trailing, not playing very well, and they went on a little run in that second quarter, in a large part due to a couple of shots that she made, including a three and a two. I think she had a steal and a rebound in that time as well, ended up with 10 points in the game.
Yeah, and that's Megan Lingenfelter. She ends the game with 10 points, as Tom said. Seven of those coming in the first half, but that big three in the fourth, two steals and four rebounds. So she did a real nice job tonight, and she was some offense off the bench, something that the Streaks were desperately missing, and they were able to go through.
So Megan Lingenfelter, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Final score, once again, streaks fall to the Oneida Township Panthers, 41-37. Our next broadcast will be Saturday evening, 5:40 pregame. The Streaks and the Metamora Redbirds, the game originally scheduled for Friday. They've moved it to Saturday because Goodstem Academy not coming down for the tournament. So the Streaks will play Metamora coming up on Saturday evening before the boys game. Speaking of the boys, they'll be in action tomorrow night. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with the opener for the Streaks as they take on Peoria Notre Dame. That'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off from John Field Gym. And the boys take on Harper on Friday afternoon, 12:25 for the pregame on that one. They'll be back in action Friday night, taking on Quest out of Chicago, 6:40 pregame. Saturday morning, 8:40, they'll take on Wells out of Chicago. And then they'll play again following the girls on Saturday night. So a lot of basketball coming up, the Illini as well.
Quick score update. Moline fell to Rock Island 80-36.
Wow.
And end of double overtime, Ullman has just taken a one-point lead in double overtime over Quincy with 0.5 seconds left. So that one should be over for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. According to what I'm getting off of Twitter, it sounds like Quincy had the lead. They turned the ball over with less than a second left and fouled on the turnover, so the girl hit both free throws. Larson hit them both.
All right. Streaks fall 41-37 here tonight. We'll talk to you again coming up on Saturday evening. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving and lots more Streaks basketball to come here on WGIL. Thanks to our studio engineer, Cody McIntyre. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying good night from United Township High School.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.